by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. It's an absolutely gorgeous day outside. You'd think I'd be in a great mood and we could talk about all kinds of awesome, optimistic, fun things. But that's not going to be the case today. I feel like griping about stuff today. We've got two major stories that I think you guys are going to be interested in. We'll get to the Steelers in 1 second. First, Beaver Stadium is going to be renamed. If you have not heard the news, it is going to be called West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium. Good luck saying all that. No one will ever call it that in the history of all of history. West Shore Home Field. They got $50 million bucks. So we'll take your calls on that here in a second to let you can let us know what you think of that. Yeah.
Let me offer some perspective on that. Like, it's weird to me because that's that name is synonymous with me because in Central PA and the Harrisburg area, they were all over TV all the time with their infomercial kind of things. It's just weird here that no one here has heard of them at all. I think they're big in Philadelphia, but man, they've polluted the airways on TV and stuff ad nauseum in the Harrisburg market for many, many, many years.
That's Kreider. He's going to join us to talk some Steelers. And that was my first, I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
And then I had other people say, well, yeah, you know, in some areas of Pennsylvania, you hear about it all the time. But here, it's just not, it's not been a factor.
People hated them in Harrisburg just because they were just like polluting the airways with their infomercial-style TV and radio commercials.
And here's the other bit. Penn State's getting $50 million for this deal. That's great. That's a lot of money. You got to pay for a $700 million renovation. You're getting $50 million. But that's over 15 years. This comes out to $3.3 million a year, which we got Kreider in here. I'll pick your brain about this real quick because that does.
Well, maybe they need Dan Moore's agent because he got offer and signed a deal with the Titans for 4 years, $82 million. He gets $80 million or $50 million guaranteed, $30 million in the first year.
Oh,
so
my God.
Penn State needs that kind of agent representing them. That's $50 million over whatever. That's pittance,
that's
right?
That's a mediocre tackle. But does that number surprise you that Beaver – again, nobody's ever going to call it West Shore Home Field.
Hey, is that worse than Acrisure Stadium?
It's worse because it's four words. West – it just doesn't – it doesn't flow out. So – but to get $3.3 million a year – for that, I think Acrisure, I think they give 10 to the Steelers. I think the Steelers make $10 million a year.
Is that what it is? I forget what that contract was.
You're a business guy. Does that not seem like an incredibly low figure?
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were trying to accomplish here. I mean, again, I'm sure they had to wrestle with public perception of selling these naming rights to the field that was, you know, a former governor, right, and a big part of the namesake and part of the State College community. But yeah, I would have thought that would have been 50 for 5 years would have been more reasonable.
Yeah, that seems reasonable to me. All right, so Kreider's in. We're going to talk some Steelers because there's huge news today on a bunch of different fronts. I'll let Kreider mention the really sad news first before we get to the football on the field.
Yeah, I mean, a legend in Steelers on the field and in the broadcast booth passed away today, and that was Craig Wolfley. You know, played many years for the Steelers on the offensive line and then was color commentator and then, entrenched himself on the Steelers radio broadcast. Really a personable guy. I guess he had some aggressive cancer that they really weren't promoting, and it all just went sideways yesterday into this morning. And so he passed away at the age of 66, and I saw his wife had posted a message saying that hopefully he's in heaven, then greeted by other Steeler great Tunji Okun, who passed away a couple years ago from his bout with cancer. So again, yeah, just a stand-up guy. I told you before we got on the show today, I met him several times and talked to him at training camp with the Steelers, and just a down-to-earth, very colorful, fun, you know, salt-of-the-earth kind of guy, and it just makes me sad.
I didn't really know anything about Craig Wolfley or Tunch Ilkin as players, not being from here and not following the Steelers really until I got here in 1999. But I know I've mentioned this to you many times before. I listened to the Steelers on the radio a ton because covering Penn State, coming back from a road game somewhere on a Sunday, we're coming back from the airport, I would always listen to Bill Hillgrove and Tunch and Wolf. And those guys were awesome. I loved it. I think Bill Hillgrove is fantastic. Tunch was awesome. His rapport with Craig Wolfley was tremendous. So I do a lot of things. We talk a lot about how we grew up learning baseball on the radio. Old-time people, before they got cable, you know, listen to the Pirates on the radio. So, but I kind of feel that way about the Steelers with Tunch and Wolf. And even though I knew nothing about them as players, really, or their Steelers history, listening to them and just how they had so much fun. But not only did they have fun, Crier, they explained, and this is what I'm looking for from an announcer. I'm looking for an announcer to explain why something happened and what the players are thinking, because they were on the field and they had been in those situations.
Yeah, and even more importantly than that to me is they enjoyed what they were doing, and you could tell they had a deep passion and love for each other, you know, and so they, you know, I'm sad that both of them aren't in the booth. I'm still adjusting to, you know, Hillgrove not being there, so now we're going to take another turn. I know Max Starks is part of the radio team, but it just seems like, and I was telling Bort earlier today, makes me feel mortal, like I'm 59 and he was only 66, and you know, it's just, I guess I'm at that age now where some of these things are that people are passing away. It really makes you reevaluate.
Yeah.
You're like, I was always Superman, and maybe all of a sudden one day I'm not going to be Superman, you know?
Yeah. That's a very sad thing. And, best wishes to his family, Craig Wolfley. I got to meet him a couple years ago when he spoke at a function in Altoona for Central Blair Rec Commission. Just awesome stories and just a super dude. We're going to go on the field now, and I wanted Kreider to come in and talk about this, because this really, I'll just be honest, it just pisses me off, to be honest with you, because I think this Aaron Rodgers thing is going to happen to the Steelers. Adam Schefter has reported that there's interest there. They're going to talk. Justin Fields, within the last hour and a half, has signed with the New York Jets.
2 years, $40 million, $30 million guaranteed to Justin Fields.
So he's out of play.
Sam Darnold, 3 years, 110.
Yeah,
I think I think now they came down to 100.5.
Okay.
Where, yeah,
right.
So $55 million guarantee there. And then other Steelers, Dan Moore, again, we talked about 4 year, $82 million. So I think we need to unpack this in reverse, which was the first signing was the DK Metcalf wide receiver signing, which on one aspect I was happy because he's a very good receiver. His attitude has been questioned in Seattle, so I worried a little bit about that. But I said to myself, someone's going to throw him the ball, and if they're going to throw it down the field, then it can't be Justin Fields.
Correct.
So I knew if they were going to invest that kind of money that they now had to get a quarterback that could utilize him. So I thought to myself, with Fields playing hardball now and testing the waters, I thought the Steelers would revert now to Russ has always been our guy, and he's going to get the ball down the field. But just about 1:30, Jerry Dulac tweeted that the Steelers were close to a deal with Aaron Rodgers, but then he deleted that tweet. So I guess what you and I will have to unpack is, if we're going to get the most out of the DK Metcalf signing next year, even though they signed him for 5 years, can we do that with Russell Wilson? What dynamic would Aaron Rodgers bring? And then even outside of those, is Daniel Jones a better upgrade than Russell Wilson? Or do you now got to ride with Russ if you don't pop the cherry and say, I'll take Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, those are all the questions in play here. As soon as they got DK Metcalf yesterday, I was on board with you that they weren't bringing back Justin Fields. I've said for months, I don't think that they trust Justin Fields as a quarterback. They didn't let him do anything in those first six games. So you just kind of got to – now, reading into it, DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson are like great friends. Their wives are great friends.
The beat reporters were saying, though, that they thought Fields was out. Like, right after the DK Metcalf signing, they felt that was Fields. Another sign that Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is out.
Yeah, he was out the door.
Instead of Fields.
No, both of them. Like, okay. They thought that that meant there was going to be a name quarterback brought in.
Okay, so then we get into the Aaron Rodgers thing. We'll open up the phone lines. You want to jump in and join us here, 946-0435. Would you want the Steelers to bring on Aaron Rodgers? If you want to add a comment about the West Shore home field thing with Penn State, we'll get to that in a few minutes as well. But to me, I think Aaron Rodgers is so done. I think he's so washed up. I watched them a good bit last year. Now, look, the Jets were a train wreck. But all I need to tell you is that the Jets had more.
His stats are still better than Russ's, though.
They were okay, but they had more offensive success with Zach Wilson than they did with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine, though, Aaron Rodgers being told by Arthur Smith that he can't audible at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
How's that? I mean, you got an egomaniac in Mike Tomlin, then you had an egomaniac in Aaron Rodgers. You got already one combustible wide receiver in Pickens. You add a DK Metcalf. I said to Bort earlier, who's the petulant running back they're going to sign now? Because they tendered Jalen Warren to a one-year deal, but he's probably not going to be 1A. Najee's out the door. So who are they bringing in? Marshawn Lynch, so he can complain?
There you go. So we can talk about the football stuff. We can talk about the I got a big problem with this personality-wise because I think Aaron Rodgers, look, I think he's washed up as a quarterback. He's over 40, but I also think he's a drama queen, far worse than Ben ever was. I think that he's going to come in and create a circus. There's going to be so much of a circus around the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think that that's how you win. You know, there's been a circus around the New York Jets forever, and that's why they're usually pretty terrible. There's not a circus around the Steelers. I guess they were forced into doing that AFC North Hard Knocks deal.
Yeah, they were.
Because Mike Tomlin has never wanted...
Yeah, that was a decision to cover the whole division.
He's never wanted any part of all of that. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, your entire damn organization now is a weak... Is Aaron Rodgers still going to go on Pat McAfee every week and start ripping everything?
Well, all I know is they've been making goo-goo eyes at each other for a few years now. But do you think any part of this would be Mike Tomlin knowing that behind closed doors, the hot seat is a little hotter for him, and for him to get them to at least one playoff win, he should latch himself to Aaron Rodgers in the short term for 1 year than Russ Wilson or Daniel Jones or anybody else?
That's a great point. I don't know that Mike Tomlin thinks in those terms, really. I mean, he's so much of a... today, right now kind of guy. And he's got as much job security, I would think, as just about any – you would think, anyway. But for me, again, there's the football side, there's the off-the-field side. I just don't think he's very good as a quarterback. But secondly, I think he's just going to say a bunch of stupid crap. I think he's going to bring all this attention on himself. I think he's going to come – now, look, some of this might be good, okay? But I think he's going to come in, and as soon as George Pickens starts mouthing off and doing stupid things in practice, Aaron Rodgers is going to call him out. And you mentioned the petulant running back. I can just see Aaron Rodgers shooting his mouth off and creating far more drama than the Steelers need.
If we take Aaron Rodgers out of the equation, would you rather have Daniel Jones throwing passes next year or Russell Wilson? I'm not really educated enough on Daniel Jones.
Me
My brain
either.
Tells me he's tough, he likes to run, and he's a good team player, and he played for a crappy team, which we tried to give that excuse to Justin Fields. Would he be an upgrade over Russell Wilson?
Daniel Jones is, I'm going to guess he's 29 to 30. Russell Wilson's going to be 37. Daniel Jones is 27 years old. So, to me, a 10-year difference, I think, could be a big deal. You've heard me mention this numerous times. I think these reclamation project quarterbacks are the future of the NFL. Just because Daniel Jones sucked with the Giants because they spent all their money on Saquon Barkley as a second-round or number two pick, and they had no offensive line. Daniel Jones in New York. Again, we're talking New York, just like the Jets. The Giants are so much attention played on the quarterback. So everything's the quarterback's fault. So if you're asking me between Rodgers and Daniel Jones and Russell Wilson, I'm taking the 27-year-old who I think still has – maybe he's not going to be great, but I don't think he's a washed-up 40-year-old has-been either.
If I'm Justin Fields, I know people think he should be mad at the Steelers. He should send thank-you cards with Rolex watches to Steelers upper management and Mike Tomlin, because by Tomlin pulling the chain on him at 4-2, he didn't let Justin Fields fall on his face.
Right.
Justin Fields is not getting $30 million guaranteed if he finishes out that season, especially those last five games that they had. Like, he wasn't going to do any better than Russ did. So Justin Fields should thank his lucky stars that 4-2 record when he got pulled – guaranteed him $30 million.
That is a tremendous take. I love that take because it's in that netherworld of athletes of we think you're good,
sure,
so we're going to give you the rewards until you go out and prove us wrong.
Sure, they're going to say, oh, we saw a little glimmer of hope with the Steelers, and we're smarter than the Steelers, so we're going to let him throw, and we're going to let him run, and he's going to be great. Now we don't know if that's ever going to happen, but that's what the Jets must be thinking.
One more thing before we let you go. I appreciate Kreider coming in. A buddy of mine, longtime Steelers fan, he tweeted out, legacy-defining pick for both Colbert and Tomlin. Hope they're right. He was talking about Kenny Pickett. We're in this mess because they took a first-round flyer on Kenny Pickett, and he was awful. How much of what we're dealing with the Steelers today and last year and next year all goes back to the fact that Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin
screwed up the most. They dated the hometown sweetheart all through high school. Everybody else told her she was a dog, and you're like, no, she's the most beautiful woman ever. And they drafted the most beautiful woman who everybody else told you was a dog and was a dog, which parlays me right before I head out the door. The other big elephant on the Steelers roster, which is going to make my head explode and angry like you feel today, is Myles Garrett just duped the Browns. He played hardball into a $40 million a year contract. And T.J. Watt, you know, his brother J.J.'s been saying, oh, the Steelers screwed up. They should have signed him while he had the chance because that was going to be $30 million a year. So now the idiot Steelers, who Rooney has already said, this is a one-helmet player, they're going to end up giving T.J. Watt $40-some million a year when he's never been less injury-prone than he is now. I prefer let him walk. Get your first and second round draft pick capital, and again, shoot for 2026. Come out with the draft in Pittsburgh, get in that top five, get your quarterback of the future, because it ain't going to be Aaron Rodgers if you sign him. It's not going to be Daniel Jones. So why not move on from T.J. Watt when the bidding war would never be higher for his value?
Cannot give that guy $40 million.
Well, they're going to. He's not going to take less than Myles Garrett, right?
You're probably right about all of that. And again, this goes back. This is why I've said it for years. The old famous Chuck Knoll, Franco, who the Steelers never did this. They never paid guys for what they had done, beginning with Franco Harris. They let him walk to Seattle, but then they did it with Hines Ward. They didn't do it with Alan Faneca. They did it with Hines Ward. They did it with Cam Hayward. And they got the one great year out of Cam Hayward. Who knows? Yeah. But you can't give that guy.
I mean, he let Rod Woodson go, for God's sakes.
Right, yep.
You know, last little bit of news, they signed Darius Slay, so I don't know what he has left in the tank from the Eagles. Is he going to be Patrick Peterson-like and the step too slow, or does he still have legs? And they let Larry Ogunjobi go today as well. So
the Steelers' starting quarterback in week one next season will be who?
Russell Wilson.
I'll say Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Oh, please, I hope not. I really hope not. I hope you're right.
Okay, take all the drama off the field. Who plays better for the Steelers next year?
Russell Wilson.
Really? You think he'd play better than Aaron Rodgers?
I think Aaron Rodgers is freaking awful.
Borden suggested that maybe he would say that he wasn't completely healthy last year, and now he is.
We can look at stats, and you did make a good point 10 minutes ago that his and I've had a number of people point this out. His stats were, but in watching some games, he's not the Rodgers from 5-10 years ago.
I mean, the Steelers pretty much wrecked him. Remember that game last year?
Yes, and Aaron Rodgers, look, I don't think there can be any debate that Tom Brady is the GOAT in the NFL with 7 Super Bowls, but the most talented quarterbacks who have ever played in the NFL, I can make a very strong case that it's Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the things Aaron Rodgers has been able to do and the stuff that he can pull out of his butt, just like Mahomes, I can make the case that Aaron Rodgers is the most gifted quarterback we've ever seen play the sport, and I want nothing to do with him as a football team or as a person.
Well, maybe Aaron Rodgers can host an episode of Word Salad Jeopardy with Mike Tomlin.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Steelers Jets next year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Justin Fields gets on the field.
Oh, he probably has 4 TDs. Throws for 2, rushes for 2. That's my prediction.
Thanks for coming in, Kreider. Appreciate it, man. Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. 3 cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff will come together for this 3-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
It's March, and T&L Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has some deals for you with their St. Patrick's Day special. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brakes inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for only $59.99. Talk about luck of the Irish. By the way, did you happen to hit a pothole today?
You did?
Then take advantage of T&L Moore's pothole inspection. It includes a complete digital inspection, wheel alignment check, and tire condition analysis. Right now, get $20 off any service or repair resulting from your free pothole inspection. Take advantage of these lucky deals at Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Both the St. Patrick's Day special and the pothole inspection expire on March 31st. T&L Moore Enterprises wants to help you stay safe this spring. Visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
All right, welcome back, 9460435. So two really fun topics here. I got the phone lines open the rest of the show if you want to weigh in here. One, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Would you be okay with that? Would you be completely not okay with that? Given what's left, basically, the Steelers kind of maybe seem like they're either going to have to go Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers. And as Kreider said, Tomlin's always had this thing for Aaron Rodgers. Other one is West Shore Home Field. I want to know how many of you have ever heard of West Shore Home. Okay? I never heard of it. Maybe if you've been to other parts of the state where they advertise more. But it's now going to be called West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium. Penn State is getting $50 million, but that's spread out over 15 years. I find it perplexing, to be honest with you. And this doesn't come without some controversy. Some Board of Trustees, the vote for that today at the Board of Trustees was 22-8. You can guess who didn't vote for it. Anthony Lebrano, Jay Paterno. They hate Penn State football. They won't vote for anything that's good for Penn State football because their agenda is Joe Paterno. And so it came up, and Matt McGloin mentioned this at the Board of Trustees meeting, that there have been a lot of people that have wanted this named Joe Paterno Field at Beaver Stadium. Well, if you name it Joe Paterno Field at Beaver Stadium, you can't get $50 million. Okay? How many of you have heard me talk about for months and months and months that the $700 million stadium renovation puts Penn State in a very, I don't know about completely unique, but a very, very small number of giant programs that are having to spend that kind of money on a project while also having to sail through the uncharted waters of NIL and transfer portal and all the craziness there. So if you need a $700 million stadium renovation, you have to sell naming rights to your stadium. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, I hesitate to get into this because I'm going to piss off a whole hell lot of you, and it's caused me a lot of grief in my life. You can't name the field after Joe Paterno, okay? You cannot name the field after Joe Paterno. And you can disagree with me for a billion years, all right? The way the Penn State football community views Joe Paterno versus the way the rest of the 99.9% people in the world view Joe Paterno is night and day. You cannot name the football field after Joe Paterno. But Anthony Lebrano, Jay Paterno, Their priority is restoring Joe's legacy. That's all they care about. They don't care about Penn State football and success going forward. They care about restoring Joe's legacy. So the controversy here is all these people, and you might be one of them, and if you're one of them and you want to call and tell me I'm an idiot, knock yourself out. You can't name the field after Joe Paterno. All right? Welcome to the show. Appreciate you holding on for so long. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Corey, it's Roger from Myrtle Beach.
What's up, Roger? How you doing, buddy?
It's been a rough day. Right from the market to Pittsburgh sports to life in general.
Did you mention the market? So we're getting down. Yes, we're getting the Dow Jones involved here, down 2%.
Oh yeah. Well, you're retired. You kind of watch that stuff.
No question. There's no question.
Yeah. So, but. You took me for a turn there with Joe Paterno, but I've always stated that Joe Paterno's statue needs to come out of storage in York, Pennsylvania, which is where it's at.
Why is it? Why do you think it's in? This is juicy here because nobody. Why are you so confident it's in York?
I'm not going to tell you why, but I know it's in York, Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute here. If we're breaking news on Sports Central, I gotta have some inkling of what happened here then.
No, I'm not gonna go there. I'm just gonna tell you that it needs to go in front of the Paterno Library. That puts that to rest, so we won't have to worry about that ever.
I do not disagree. It can never go in front of the stadium again, but if you want to put it in front of the library, I can see that.
Yep. He donated $2 million to the library, so let it go there. Put that one to rest. West Shore, it's interesting. I didn't know anything about West Shore either until I moved to Myrtle Beach. They actually do a lot of bathroom and remodeling in this area. My wife did a little research. Maybe the CEO is a Penn State alumni. I don't know. I heard different dollar amounts than you heard. I heard a $50 million gift, but then I thought that they were paying them like $10 million a year for 10 years. So that was news to me that it's only $50 million.
I have not seen anything with regards to the $50 million, but I will definitely look that. I've not seen anything with regards to the $10 million per year. My understanding... you've piqued my interest here. My understanding is that it's $50 million for the 15 years, and maybe there's another gift as well, and maybe that could be. So, but I'll look more into it. The founder, B.J. Wurzon, is a 99 graduate of Penn State, so there's that connection.
Okay. And, you know, and then now the dumpster fire with Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, my God. Omar needs to go. It's been nothing but a train wreck since he's arrived. We thought he was the golden son, and he's just caused nothing but a train wreck with the Steelers. Craig Wolfley, that's very sad news. We lost Tunch. Now we lost Craig. We lost Bill Hillgrove. I mean, he's still around, but I mean, I'd love to see Bill Hillgrove come back, from the announcing side, but then you go on to the football side. I'm glad to see Justin Fields go. I think Justin's a cancer. When he got benched last year, I didn't think he was a team player. He stood by himself a lot of times. Didn't look like he wanted to be there. So, good luck with the Jets. Anybody that ever goes to New York for sports, talk about a bad move. Bobby Bonilla, when he was with the Pirates, as we all well know, went to the Mets, and he found out life wasn't so good on the other side.
They crush you. They crush you in New York. I mean, that New York market. But I'm curious. What would you say? Think of Aaron Rodgers? If they brought on Aaron Rodgers?
No, absolutely not. He's it's time to move on. The Steelers need to look for a younger quarterback. I mean, if Russell Wilson wants to stick around for another year till we facilitate somebody, that's fine. You know, I mean, Christ, bring back Ben Roethlisberger, you know, if we're going to do this crap. But the Steelers are, they got to get their crap together. It's not the Steelers of the old. And Mike Tomlin, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know why we extended his contract, but he needs to go too. And we need a fresh start in Pittsburgh. And it's not, we're not getting there. So
great stuff, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Roger down in Myrtle Beach. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, you're with Jim from Altoona.
What's up, Jim? How you doing, buddy?
I'm not too bad. Oh, I don't know about this.
Aaron Rodgers or what?
Aaron Rodgers. I never liked him when he was in Green Bay.
Hey,
I thought he was just too cocky.
He is cocky. He's a weird dude. Here's the thing. You can be a freaky weird dude if you're a great quarterback. If you're If you're a freaky weird dude and you're a washed up has-been quarterback, can't be both of them. You can be a great guy and a bad quarterback, although that won't get you a job, but you can't be a freaky weird a-hole that everybody kind of hates and a washed up quarterback. You can't be both of those things.
What do you think he is?
I think he's a freaky, weird a-hole who is a drama queen and does and says ridiculously stupid things, and I think he's a washed-up, has-been quarterback.
The other thing I don't understand is, and I have never seen a quarterback do the stuff that he does, throw people under the bus.
Absolutely. That's part of his shtick, is that he – now, let me say this. I don't say this jokingly, although it kind of sounds a little funny. If he were to come into Pittsburgh and, like, throw Mike Tomlin under the bus and throw some knucklehead players under the bus, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Because I want Mike Tomlin gone, and I want knucklehead players gone, and if it takes bringing in knucklehead Aaron Rodgers to throw knuckleheads under the bus, if that takes the organization waking the hell up and realizing that they've got to get with the changes and make decisions that are difficult, well, then it's an ends to a mean, I guess, if you see what I'm getting at. But I don't believe Rodgers is going to come in and just make nice with everybody.
No, that's not him.
No, it's not him at all. He's a guy that comes in and pisses everybody off.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one of them, I don't know who that other quarterback is.
Daniel Jones from the New York Giants.
I mean, well, he didn't do much up there, which, you know, the Giants don't really got an offensive line.
They were terrible. They never had an offensive line.
I mean, is our offensive line better than the Jets?
Yeah, I think so. I would say the Steelers' offensive line was better than the Jets.
Could he maybe a one-year wonder get us through to the next year?
That's what Kreider mentioned earlier, that you bring in Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, you try to bridge some kind of gap or something like that. So, all right, good stuff, Jim. Appreciate the call. 946-0435. If you want to join us, two things. West Shore Home Field. I was pulling for Sheets Field. I make no bones about it. I think it would be awesome if it were Sheets Field. I didn't really think it would ever happen because there are so many people who love Wawa over Sheets. And so you would have had kind of a weird dynamic. 110,000 people in the stadium. 55,000 of them prefer Sheets. 55,000 of them prefer Wawa. So you were never going to please everybody. I don't think you pleased anybody. I don't know that you pleased a single person with West Shore Home Field. So that's just a bizarre name. 946-0435. Those are the two issues you want to join in on. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers? Could that really happen? How would he fit in? And West Shore, what did you want the field name to be? Or, hey, if you'd prefer it be Joe Paterno Field, try and convince me.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series race recap from Phoenix Raceway. 10-1. Chase Elliott somehow got in the top 10. He had a dismal day for most of it. Zane Smith, Kyle Busch, number 8, Alex Bowman, William Byron led the second most laps on the day at 83. Chris Buescher, number 5, Josh Berry, Kyle Larson with his second top 5 this season, and Denny Hamlin comes up one spot short of the win. To victory lane, how about 3 race wins in a row for Christopher Bell? He led the most laps on the day at 105, and it's also his second win in a row in the spring race at Phoenix. Other stories on the day, your Stage 1 winner was William Byron, and your Stage 2 winner was Christopher Bell. Joey Logano, while leading, went below the yellow line on a restart. NASCAR penalized him, and he couldn't salvage his day from there. A massive 11-car wreck on lap 99. Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley, and Brad Keselowski wrecked during Stage 2. Bubba Wallace hit the wall hard after his brakes failed without warning. Catherine Legg made her Cup Series debut, spun a couple of times, and took out Daniel Suarez in one of them. Ryan Blaney's engine blew with under 25 laps to go after running top 10 all day long. Ty Gibbs pounded the wall with 8 laps to go while running top 10, another brake issue. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Check out all the action Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. This is the final lap.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbors party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. 3 cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this 3-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
Hank FM.
All right, our show brought to you today and every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. You want to stop by there, get you a cigar, get you a pipe. Throw it at the TV if the Steelers sign Aaron Rodgers. Throw it at whatever for Penn State naming it West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium. I don't know. Weird day. Welcome to the show. Oh, wait, here we go. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Corey, it's Seth in Unionville.
What's up, buddy? I just say, whatever you got, Penn State, Steelers, whichever way you want to go.
Steelers, you know, to everybody who's upset about this quarterback situation, I think, Corey, what you need to tell everybody who calls in is, before you get the right to bitch and complain, you need to give a viable option outside of all the people that were in the mix, which was Darnold, Fields, and Russell. You know, could they bring Aaron Rodgers in? Sure. But if you don't like that, who are you going to go get? That's the bottom line of the NFL. There are no other options out there unless they want to get draft capital, trade up next year. Maybe somebody becomes a free agent. But if you would have, I would have thought Darnold would have been interesting. But you had to give him $100 million over 3 years. So that's life of quarterbacking and of quarterback in the NFL.
They're in purgatory, Chuck. They're in purgatory, man. This is
so is a lot of the rest of the NFL.
That's true, but the rest of the NFL is not the Steelers, where the standards is the standard. This is worse. Let me just point this out. Can I say this because I knew how things really were in the 80s? No, I'm speculating here to a degree, but I know how the financials work. This is worse, far worse than the Steelers ever were in the 80s. Because in the 80s, when the quarterback situation was bad after Bradshaw, you didn't have to pay quarterbacks $40, $50 million a year. The quarterback financial market was still somewhat reasonable. And so if you signed a bad quarterback, you didn't just destroy your entire organization. Now if you sign a bad quarterback for $40 or $50 million, you destroy your entire organization. And that's what the Steelers were scared to death of doing.
And that's what they should have been scared to death to do it. And I've said all along, I don't want them to try to take a flyer on somebody that you know isn't going to work out. This is just quarterback roulette. When you say it's worse, it is worse NFL-wide.
Yes.
The standard is the standard when you have Ben Roethlisberger, but your standard is equal to the rest of the NFL who has got a second-string quarterback, you know, until you can find that quarterback. So, they're going to have to wait to let this one to see the play out. This is one of the few times I want to look at Steelers fans and say, get your head out of you know where. Because until you, if you want to bitch and complain, then it's got you right. But you got to come up with somebody who's better.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted Sam Darnold. I think Sam Darnold's a better quarterback right now than Aaron Rodgers. But were they going to do it at $100 million? They were not. So then it comes down to Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones. You've heard me say, you've been listening to the Black and Gold. I've been on this for months now, probably for about a year, Chuck, of the Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold type of deal to where the league gives up on these young quarterbacks so quickly, and they toss them aside and they think they're garbage. Geno Smith, I'm not sure if I said just said Geno there. They toss them aside so quickly, all right? But look what Baker Mayfield was able to do. Look what Geno Smith was able to do. Look what Sam Darnold was able to do. I'd much rather, instead of getting a Kenny Pickett where there's probably an 80% chance that he's going to fail, I would say there's a far less chance. Let me see if you agree with this. I'll say there was an 80% chance that Kenny Pickett was going to fail. I'd say there's a 50% chance that Sam Darnold is going to fail. But Sam Darnold comes with $100 million, and that's where the risk factor really steps into play.
Totally. And for every Baker Mayfield, there's 10 guys that never work out. That's just life of trying to choose a quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, and the Steelers fans are going to need to just accept that moving forward, and that's not Omar Khan's fault. Omar Khan would be, you know, a failure at this if he had gone out and thrown $120 million at Darnold, or if he'd have really invested, but in somebody that way. But this is going to be the quarterback game. They're going to try these guys like Pickett. They're going to move them on. The rest of the NFL is doing the same thing, Corey.
Yeah. Hey, look,
doing the same thing.
You've heard me say this for years. There's 13 to 15 good quarterbacks on this planet out of 8 billion people, and the Steelers don't have one of them. And they're not going to have one of them for a long time.
No, you're right about that. This is welcome to the – this is what the standard is.
This is the purgatory. Good stuff, buddy. Good to hear from you, man. 946-0435. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Nebraska man.
Nebraska man. What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
Good, Corey. How are you?
All right.
Beautiful day with lousy news.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and I want to admit, I don't make light of this, and I'm not talking politics, but like Roger in Myrtle Beach a few minutes ago mentioned the markets. So you want to throw that in with this Aaron Rodgers and Penn State news. This is a pretty damn terrible day.
Corey, one question, which I thought that I knew the answer to, but I guess I don't. Is Penn State University, it is a state teacher's college. Is that correct?
I don't know that. I really don't know that.
If they are a state teachers college, then they would be qualified to get the state of Pennsylvania to back them, and the federal government and the Fed, federal grants to back them for the renovation of the stadium. They would be able to get funds because I was under the assumption that Penn State was a teacher's college. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard that. It sounds to me like you're talking about them taking taxpayer funds.
Correct.
No, that ain't happening, man. You can't take $700 million of taxpayer funds to pay for a football stadium. You can't do it. I don't know if they're a teacher's college. I don't know the politics of everything you're talking about here, but you can't do that. You can't. I mean, again, I'll mention the market. The stock market's down 1,000 damn points today. All right, so yeah. we're going to be hurting in this country financially for a good while. I mean, you put your politics aside. I'm just telling you the way things work financially. It's going to be really rough. You can't be going to ask taxpayers to pay $700 million for a football stadium.
Where are they going to come up with the other $550, $600 million?
Well, they've got $80 million for private donations. This $50 million, that's $130 million. So they need about $570 more. They're going to have to finance a huge chunk of it. And that's, hey, look, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Nebraska man. It's their business. They're running a business, and they got to pay for it. And if they want all of these rewards, you got to find a way to pay for it. Just like if you open up Nebraska Man's Mom and Pop Five and Dime, you got to pay your damn rent for the store. And if you can't pay it, you're going out of business. So I am in no way somebody that I in the past, like People's Natural Gas Field, that was built in some way in cases with taxpayer money. That has ended up impacting Blair County as much as anything we've ever done here. I do see value in that. I see value in, but if you're talking about $700 million, and even as much as people as it impacts, believe it or not, folks, there are a crap ton of people in this state who don't give a damn about Penn State, who hate Penn State. All right, and so to ask them to have to pay for a stadium renovation,
Well, here's the thing, Corey. The university ain't going to be paying for it. It's going to be the people that's going to be paying out of the pockets when they jack up these season tickets.
They're already doing it. They're already doing it.
So, you know, well, where they got this name for this stadium, they should call it Rip Engel. What the hell? He was a good footman. Call it Rip Engel Stadium. It would have been better since.
Thanks, Nebraska, man. 946-0435. You want to join us? What do you think of Aaron Rodgers potentially coming to the Steelers? And what do you think of West Shore home field at Beaver Stadium? Are you ever in your life going to call it that?
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this 3-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
Howdy, the old farmer here. You know, from the almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 and Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
All right, I want to recap because there's a whole bunch of news today. A lot of days this time of year are pretty slow, but we'll start with the sad news of Steelers broadcaster and former player Craig Wolfley has died at age 66. Just really good fella. Fun broadcaster. Was very well known along with Tunch Ilkin for their broadcasting duo for the Steelers for many years, teammates, former Steelers teammates and friends, and within a couple of years, both of them passed. So condolences to his family. So on the field, Adam Schefter reporting the Steelers are going to talk with Aaron Rodgers. Please no. Please no. Although, you know, I'm thinking about it. I host a daily sports talk radio show. If I'm looking for content, the Steelers signing Aaron Rodgers would probably be a dream come true, because he's such a freaking wacko that we could have an Aaron Rodgers daily watch. Aaron Rodgers is such a nut job. You're just waiting for him to say something stupid. So that would actually be good for the radio program. He's going to throw Steelers teammates under the bus. That would be good for the radio program. But see, I'm putting personal feelings, sports fan feelings aside. As a Steelers fan, I don't want to see any of that garbage. As a Steelers fan, you'd prefer that your team not be in the news because your quarterback is a freaking wacko. All right? As a Steelers fan, you'd prefer quiet. Just quiet. Just play football week to week. No drama. So, maybe I need to revisit this whole thing. I've just been looking at it from a Steelers fan perspective. As a sports talk radio host, maybe if they sign Rodgers, hell, even if the Steelers go 4-13, 6-11, whatever, we could probably get some juicy, juicy shows out of that nonsense. Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee, ripping the holy hell out of Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith or the offensive line, or George Pickens, or all of the above. We come in and have some pretty good shows with that. Anyway, so that you know, they were able to trade yesterday for DK Metcalf, a good, really good NFL receiver. I don't know that DK Metcalf is a number one wide receiver. It's not like he's out there catching 100 passes a year. Very good receiver. Last year he caught 66 balls, 992 yards, 5 touchdowns for the Seahawks in 15 games. Here's his career starting in 2019. 58 catches, 83, 75, 90 in 2022, 66, 66 the past 2 years. Caught 10 touchdown passes in 2020, 12 touchdown passes in 2020. He's a very good receiver. I don't know if he's a great receiver, but the Steelers, as soon as they made that move, I knew Justin Fields was done. Because the Steelers are not going to go, and they're agreeing to pay this guy $150 million over 5 years. You're not going to go get that kind of quality receiver and then expect to pair him with Justin Fields. That wasn't, the Steelers never trusted Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin never, ever, ever trusted Justin Fields. If you watched the first 6 games when the Steelers were 6-2, Justin Fields didn't get to do the things that he wanted to do as a quarterback. He was a game manager, period, nothing else. Mike Tomlin didn't trust Justin Fields. He wasn't going to give him the keys to the car because he felt like Justin Fields was a bad driver who was going to get pulled over and lose his license. And so they just waited things out till Russell Wilson was healthy. So I never felt Justin Fields was going to be the right choice. So now we're looking at Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones. I don't know if there's any other name that's going to pop out there. Then there's the Penn State news. Penn State gets $50 million from West Shore Home. I don't know what that is. Home remodeling company. Their founder is a Penn State alum. They've got NIL deals. I guess they've given gifts and invested money in Penn State football for a number of years. So, as I mentioned, you need money. There was no way they were going to name it Paterno Field at Beaver Stadium. One, couldn't get money that way. They got to make money. Two, they're just not going to do it. They're not going to name the football field after a coach that many of you might love, but his name will forever be embroiled in controversy around this country. Okay? You can love Joe Paterno as much as you want. And Anthony Lebrano and Jay Paterno, they hate Penn State football. We know they hate Penn State football. They won't do anything to help Penn State football. They only want to protect Joe's legacy. You weren't going to name the field Paterno Field. It just wasn't going to happen. If you live in your blue bubble where you think Joe's the greatest thing in the history of the world, fine. You can feel that way. Nobody's ever going to change your opinion. But just know that the rest of the country disagrees with you vehemently. And Penn State didn't need the negative PR that would continue to go on. West Shore Home Field, I might never say it again. I don't know. It's Beaver Stadium. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.